When you're ready, just coming to the top of your mat, allowing the feet to be about hip distance apart. Gently lengthen up through the crown of your head and allow the shoulders to gently roll back. Palms can face open, and I invite you to find that gentle lift just from the sternum, just from the center of the chest, to allow the gentle opening before we begin. So I'll guide us through 4 rounds, but the first 2 rounds will be really nice and slow so that we can find our alignment. Feel free to continue this practice more than 4 rounds, but this is just a guide. So when you're ready, I invite you to bring your palms together in front of the chest, making a little bit of pressure so you can feel that activation coming through the arms. And together, before we even begin, let's take a full breath in through the nose to lengthen. And exhale through the mouth, just clear the breath out. With your feet nice and firmly pressed to the ground, palms together, let's inhale, raise the arms all the way overhead, maybe looking up if that's available. And on your exhale, gently pivoting at the hips and folding all the way forward until we come into a forward fold. You may like to bring your hands to the floor if you have the flexibility, or perhaps just holding onto the elbows. Take a moment maybe just to gently swing from side to side. Knees can be bent, and I invite you to shift the weight forward. Head is heavy. And again, let's just take a full breath in here. And let's clear it out. When you're ready, I invite you to bend the knees and just place the fingertips to the ground as you step your left foot back into a nice long lunge. When the left foot steps back, left knee drops down. Arms can either stay to the ground if we feel more stable, or we can bring the arms up in the air alongside of our ears. If we have the flexibility, palms can come together and we can look up to the thumbs. So take a moment just to check that right knee is stacked above the right ankle. We might want to shuffle the foot forward or back, just to find that nice alignment, just to protect our body. And I invite you just to bring the left hip forward, right hip back, and that will start to bring the hips in alignment. Your left toes that are stepped to the back of the mat can either be tucked under, or you can press the dorsal of your foot into the mat. The choice is yours. Once we've found this alignment, let's again take a full breath in and out here. I invite you to inhale just to create a little bit more space in the body, lengthening through the arms. And on your exhale, allowing the hands to come back down to the top of your mat, fingers spread nice and wide, stepping back into a downward facing dog. So this time the right foot will come back. Let's gently bend the knees, tilt the tailbone up. Head stays heavy. Roll the shoulders away from the ears and evenly press the ground away with all these 4 points of contact to the ground. See if we can breathe through the sides of the body and really find that lift in the pelvis. It doesn't matter if the heels don't touch the ground here. Just do what's comfortable. It's our first round, so it might feel a little bit stickier. You may like to even start to pedal your heels, maybe bending one knee then the other, just to create a little bit more space in the body. Make sure we're breathing. If we can press the ground away so much that our arms are actually in line with our ears, then we can start to find this full alignment of our downward facing dog. Let's again take a full breath in and out here. When you're ready, I invite you to gently place the knees to the ground, touching one another, so side by side. To create some more space, we can walk the hands forward onto the mat, and we're going to inwardly rotate our elbows. We're going to come chin down to the ground and then chest. So we're going to come down to this zigzag line. Toes can be tucked still. Usually in a classical practice, we'd be holding the breath here. So feel free to allow the gentle restriction. But when you're ready, I invite you to untuck the toes and gently press yourself forward into our cobra shape. So hands are flat to the floor and we inhale because there's space in the front of the body. Elbows are close to the body, shoulders are down, and if it's available, chin can very gently lift. Make sure that we're not coming too deep into a back bend, but we can just come into a gentle curve of the spine that serves us in this round that we're on right now. So allowing again that lift from the chest, and again, just allowing the pelvis to be on the ground. So we don't want to lift ourselves up. We want to allow ourselves to be nicely grounded. Shoulder blades closer together. Let's take a full breath in here again. And out. And when you're ready, we can gently press ourselves all the way back into that downward facing dog shape. Strong through the arms, find that lift in the hips. Let's again take a full breath in here. And out. And when you're ready, let's step that same left foot all the way forward. So we're going to bring that left foot this time at the top of the mat, left knee stacked above left ankle. Gently squaring the hips. So right hip forward, left hip back to find that nice alignment. Option hands to the floor on either side of our mat at the top. Or we can bring the arms into the air and perhaps bringing palms together and looking up to the thumbs. Allow yourself to allow this canopy into the hips. Allow that groin stretch. Let's take a full breath in. Stabilize with the hips. Exhale. Inhale just to create a little bit of space. And when you're ready, exhale, we're going to step that right foot all the way forward back to the top of the mat, allowing your feet to be hip distance into that forward fold. So we can either, again, hold on to the elbows, maybe the opposite way around, maybe gently turning the head from side to side, allowing that drainage. And again, just shifting the weight forward. Being gentle here, not hyperextending if the legs are straight. And if the knees are bent, that's okay. Just explore the balance through the feet. Spread the toes. And let's take a full breath in here. And out. When you're ready, let's make a bend through the knees, engage through the quads, palms come together. Inhale, open all the way up, maybe looking up to the thumbs, finding a very gentle lift in the chest. Exhale, palms together, coming back to our standing position known as Namaskar. So that's one round on our left side. So for a full expression, we do left and right, and that's one round. So I'll guide us nice and slowly through the right side. So when you're ready, keeping the palms where they are, keeping that length through the crown of your head, let's take a full breath in together. We'll move a little bit smoother this time. Exhale, just to ground. Inhale, let's raise the arms all the way overhead, maybe looking up, find that lift. Exhale, let's gently pivot forward, finding that forward fold. Hands can come to the ground or onto the elbows again, whatever feels best. Taking a full breath in here. And out. When you're ready, fingertips can come to the ground. Right foot steps back. And option hands to the floor, or we can raise the arms up. Maybe palms together. Make sure we've squared the hips. Make sure that left knee is stacked above the left ankle. Let's inhale together. Exhale together. Inhale just to create that little bit of space. Exhale, spread the fingers nice and wide. Let's step it back, downward facing dog. Again, feel free to pedal the heels or feel free to find that stillness. The choice is yours. Whichever you choose, let's again take a full breath in together. And out. Now we can explore holding the breath. Let's gently place the knees down to the ground. Walk the hands forward further away from the knees on the mat. Inwardly rotate the elbows, coming chin first and then chest, coming into the zigzag line. When you're ready, let's untuck the toes, shift the weight forward, inhale into this cobra shape, this gentle back bend, elbows in, shoulders down. Exhale, let's press our body all the way back into downward facing dog again. Let's take a full breath in here. Head heavy, exhale here. When you're ready, let's inhale, step that right foot all the way forward, right knee above right ankle, hips are squared, option to lift the arms all the way up, lengthening. Exhales to stay. Inhale to create that little bit of space. And when you're ready, exhale, left foot steps forward to meet the right, hip distance apart, coming back into this forward fold. Option to hold onto the elbows, option to bring the hands to the ground. One full breath in. Allow this slowness. Exhale here. And when you're ready, palms can come together. Let's inhale, open all the way up. Exhale, hands together, coming back into Namaskar. So that's one full round. So I'll guide us through one other full round. So we'd have four parts, left, then right, left, then right. Go at your own pace. This is just a guide. So we're going to come into the full expression of movement, which is an inhale as we open space in the body and an exhale as we close and deflate the lungs into that space. So that's the movement here. Rather than lingering, which we are more than welcome to do in each shape, this next round I'm going to guide a classical version of just moving in with one breath and out with another breath. So the setup is the same, the movements are the same. The only thing that's going to change here is that we're going to keep moving the physical body in communication with the breath. So when you're ready, gently spreading through the toes, finding that lift through the crown of the head, palms are together. Let's take a full breath in to set up. Exhale, just clear it out. Keeping the palms together, let's inhale, open all the way up into this gentle crescent. Exhale, let's fold all the way down, shift the weight forward, head heavy. Fingers to the ground, inhale, left foot steps back, opening, arms come up. Exhale, let's step it back, downward facing dog, find that lift in the hips. Hold the breath, knees down, chin down, chest down. Untuck the toes, inhale into cobra, that gentle back bend looking up. Exhale, let's press it back, downward facing dog. Inhale, left foot steps forward, right knee down, let us open. Exhale, right foot forward, standing forward fold, head heavy. Palms come together, inhale, open up the space in the front of the body. Exhale, hands together, back to Namaskar. Let's take one round of breath in between, inhale. Exhale, last round, last side with my guided voice. Inhale, let's open all the way up, looking up. Exhale, let's fold, shift the weight forward, trust the body to come forward. Inhale, right foot steps back, right knee down, looking up, square the hips. Exhale, step it back, downward facing dog, find that lift. Hold the breath, knees down. Chin down, chest down, elbows in. Untuck the toes, inhale into cobra. Exhale, press it back, downward facing dog. Gently stepping, inhale, right foot steps forward, left knee down, let us open. Exhale as gently as we can, left foot steps forward, standing forward fold. Palms come together. Inhale, let's open all the way up, finding that gentle crescent, opening the front of the body. Exhale, hands together, back to Namaskar. Let's take a full breath in and out. So just allowing this guide to be a guide for you. Know that if that last round felt a little bit fast, that's okay. It just gives you perspective of what we'll be working towards. But know that if it feels good to just explore one or two breaths in each of these different shapes in the sun salutation, then please feel free to stay. We don't want to rush ourselves through the practice. We want to be strong, yet completely at ease. So when we are moving through this practice, just check in with yourself. Is my body and breath in communication, even if I'm allowing myself to stay in some of the shapes that little bit longer? Breathing fully and deeply and allowing your body to open, strengthen, and lengthen.